The first application on tonight's agenda is case 11892. Douglas Enzer seeks variances from the front yard and side yard setbacks, sections 115-34B and 115-182D of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Bayard Avenue, approximately 414 feet south of Coastal Highway Route 1. The 911 address is 1603 Bayard Avenue, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 334, map 20.14, parcel 2. Specifically, they're requesting a 12.9-foot variance and a 0.2-foot variance. Received no letters in support, four mail returns, and one letter in opposition. And the letter in opposition says, I'm against the variance because it helps bring down value in the area if it is allowed. And I apologize, I would not be able to read the person's handwriting for who signed it. And that is the letter we have. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Douglas Enzler, 355 Prestwick Way, Savannah Park, Maryland.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, good evening, board members.
For the record,
I'm Chad Meredith of Hudson Jones, Jaywork & Fisher, law firm in Rehoboth Beach, representing your applicant, Mr. Enzler. Of course, as noted, this is a request for a variance. I do have an updated survey, so I'll pass a copy of this survey around. Mr. Sharp coming.
Oh, okay. Thanks for Mr. Sharp.
So this updated survey was basically prepared for this application, and it is very similar to the surveys provided with the application. I drew a sketch with the proposed addition, and Wingate and Eschenbach prepared a survey to actually locate it. And in looking at the updated survey, you'll notice the proposed, this, just to be clear, if it's not already, this variance request is for proposed addition. Mr. Enzler would basically like to square off the front of his home and add a covered porch. And as you can see, that covered porch would be located 9.9 feet off of the right-hand side of the property and 17.1 feet from his front property line, with the steps, which have been located on this updated survey, as being 13.9 feet from the front property line. As I mentioned, this is very similar to an old survey that was prepared for Mr. Enzler when he purchased the property just about a year ago. His deed was recorded December 1st of last year, and there was a survey prepared in leading up to that purchase and settlement, again prepared by Wingate and Eschenbach, and it was dated October 15th. And at the time, Mr. Enzler and his realtor came into the county to figure out if there were violations of setbacks. And in doing that research, the property card was located. The property card places this home at an age of about 1967, so it predates county zoning code, and therefore is currently a legally pre-existing non-conforming structure, and of course the proposed addition would add to that pre-existing non-conformity, and that's what brings us here today. And there also should be some sketches included in the application. Mr. Enzler's builder provided, you know, some elevations, mm-hmm. For the proposed elevation, and it's going to be a simple porch that's covered. The three steps up are currently already there. They go up to a landing just in front of the front door, which is in that sort of portion of the front of the house that juts out. So in quickly turning to the standards of relief, a variance cannot be granted unless certain criteria are met, and following the new updated application, the first requirement is uniqueness of the property. This property is unique in that it borders the town of Dewey Beach along Bayard Avenue. This side of Bayard Avenue is actually the town limits for Dewey Beach, so this is just out of Dewey Beach limits and in your jurisdiction. Bayard Avenue, as you can see on the survey, is an 80-foot right-of-way, and perhaps the reason for that right-of-way is there is drainage along Bayard Avenue, but maybe the bigger reason is that parking is provided along this right-of-way for the town of Dewey Beach. So Mr. Ensler has the somewhat burden of providing parking to Dewey Beach, but he is not afforded the smaller setbacks that Dewey Beach would provide since he is in your jurisdiction. Number two, this property could not otherwise be developed, or this porch could not otherwise be developed. The existing dwelling, as I mentioned, was constructed around 1967. It was placed and constructed prior to county zoning regulations, and the front of the home sits in the front yard setback area as the code provides currently. The applicant would like to simply square off the front of the home with a front porch and enjoy the use of said porch, as many homes in Dewey Beach and the resort areas of Sussex County do. Under the pre-existing and current conditions, such a porch cannot be constructed in strict conformity with the applicable regulations. It's also my understanding, and maybe Mr. Lank can comment on this, I believe it's at some period of time in the 70s, shortly after zoning, it's my understanding that this type of variance request was granted almost as of right, where sort of an L-shaped house could be squared off with a front porch. That's according to some attorneys that I work with, and I don't know if you recall any such time period or not.
Is that attorney?
Doug Marshall, and his days are winding down too, so maybe his memory is fading. But he seemed to recall times in the 70s.
For the benefit of counsel, there was an opinion from a prior county assistant county attorney that if, as long as you didn't encroach any further onto the front, you could build that, make that improvement. And a different attorney came in and represented the board, disagreed, and we had to go back to the, anytime you wanted to fill an L, basically, but this is an L that's not been improved, you had to come back to the board.
Okay.
So it changed probably about 20 years ago, probably.
Okay. Back to the standards. Number three, this is not created by the applicant. Of course, this is a proposed addition, and Mr. Ensler is seeking to build on a porch. However, he didn't place the home, which again was placed even before county zoning regulations, and he would simply like the use of a front porch, and this proposed porch would only extend as far as the furthest point forward of the home, as you can see on the updated survey recently prepared by Wingate and Eschenbach. Four, this will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The front porch would not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. As I mentioned, many homes in the resort communities here in Sussex County do have covered porches. The home has existed since 1967, and squaring off the front of the home with a porch may bring the home actually more into character with the coastal resort area. And then five, the minimum variance. The variance request for the front and side yard setbacks represents the least minimal modification in order to bring the house into conformity with the proposed front porch if it was so granted. And Mr. Ensler, if you could just state your name for the record.
Douglas Ensler.
And were you listening to the set of facts and circumstances as I just testified?
Yes.
And would you say that those were true and correct?
Yes.
That's all I have, unless you gentlemen have any questions.
All right. Thank you. We'll see. All right. And we'll start with you, Mr. Mills. If you have any questions, please.
Yeah, I just wanted to clear up. Your application is for, on the side yard, for 0.2-foot variance, and your survey is showing that you only need a 0.1-foot. Is that correct?
0.1, yes. And the front, again, because of this updated survey with the steps at 13.9, I've got the front needing to be 26.1 to provide for a 40-foot front yard.
Okay. No other questions?
No, eh? Thank you.
It's a 30.
It's a 30.
Mr. Rickards?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Rickards?
What did you say you, you're asking for?
I thought that this was a 40-foot. I thought that this was needed a 40-foot front yard, but Janelle's just...
It was corrected on the application, so that's why I didn't question it.
So based on the updated survey for a 30-foot front yard setback, it's a request of 16.1 foot for the front yard and a variance of 0.1 for the side. And if we wanted to clean up the other side, even though it's non-conforming, that would be a 3.1 on the opposite side.
I was going to ask that.
Would it be 12.9 for the porch for the front? Because the 16.1 would just be for the steps, right?
Right.
Which would be part of the house.
That's right.
Right. But only the steps can encroach that, and then the house can encroach the 13.9.
There was a question raised about
the 12.9.
12.9.
40-foot setback. That's if it's a numbered state route.
Right.
It's a public street, but it's a subdivision street,
okay,
which goes back to 30.
Okay.
So if we go to the steps, it's 16.9. To the house, it's 12.9. For, I'm going to call it the right side, it would be 0.1. And for the left side, it would be 3.2.
Two.
Yep. Or 3.1 because
one.
It's closer in the back.
Mm-hmm.
3.1?
Yep. The back is 6.9.
Oh, okay.
On the south side.
Yeah, I'm looking at front, that's 6.8. Yeah, you're right.
Okay, now that we got that all into the record, okay, that's what I wanted to do, and I'll just add to 3.1 tenths of a foot for the
rear.
Side yard.
Side yard.
Yeah, I had initially left that off that because it was non-conforming.
South side. South side, you're right.
Yep.
Okay, the other questions I have for you. If this wasn't granted for the porch, could you, there's a question in number two, cannot otherwise be developed. Would you clear me up on that, why it wouldn't be, you wouldn't be able to use anything else? In other words, it couldn't be developed?
The property is developed, however, it does lack a covered front porch like many homes in the area have. Mr. Ensler would like to use a front porch. He also rents the home out fairly often, and I think it's an added perk for prospective
okay,
tenants.
Now we jump down and not created by the applicant. If it's not created by the applicant, then it's something that you want. It's not something you need. Is that correct? You don't need, this doesn't have to happen, does it?
No, it's not required, no, but it's something I want.
Okay. Correct. In other words, we're not improving the property any as far as the setbacks are concerned. We're creating one, aren't we? A variance? We're creating a variance, aren't we?
We are, yes, we are creating, I guess, a necessity for a variance since the rest of the home, including the front, which is currently in the setbacks, is a legally pre-existing non-conforming use.
Yeah, the reason I'm doing this is because I'm trying to, and press on the people of the county that are coming before the board that we're here to help you, but we're not here to just grant variances because you want something or something looks great our legal department has come up with a criteria for a variance, right? So we're sticking pretty close to those five requirements. And that's the reason I'm questioning those now and having you answer those so that it's in the record that we are also questioning you about whether it is a something that's needed or something that's just wanted.
Yeah, that's understood. You know, as I mentioned, he didn't place the home. Mm-hmm. And I believe a little bit to his credit because I do have an appreciation for the charm of the older beach cottages. You know, he's not bulldozing down an old, smaller beach cottage and building something that's four or five stories tall, you know, mm-hmm. right to the setbacks mm-hmm. and as big as he could possibly build. So I think there's a little credit to Mr. Ensler for that. And, of course, differing minds may have differing opinions on that, but I think it is to his credit to keep the old cottage
well,
as is.
Well, to his credit, too. Porch. He didn't build it and then come see us. So.
Right, and that, too.
Right. No other questions, Mr.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman. Is that a screened-in porch or is it going to be an all-weather porch?
Screened-in.
Screened-in.
Yes, screened-in porch.
No other questions.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Mills.
Mr. Meredith, how did you initially address the third standard, if you don't mind repeating?
That it was not created by the applicant.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the applicant did not place the home, which was placed even before county zoning regulations. The applicant would like the use of a front porch, and his proposed porch would only extend as far as the furthest forward portion of the pre-existing home.
And you would address something about parking in the town as well?
Right. There, the Bayard Avenue is an 80-foot wide right-of-way, and it's only paved like a normal two-lane little town road. It appears like Mr. Ensler's front yard, but it's not. There's a large amount of grass and gravel driveway in front of his home, and a good portion of that, probably about 15 feet off of the road, is used for parking. Then there's about a 10 or 15 foot wide drainage ditch, and then maybe another 10 feet up until his front property line.
So his property line would probably be close to what is exhibited here on the county tax map.
Yes.
Where it would appear that he would have a 40-foot right-of-way and otherwise.
Correct.
Okay, because of that 80-foot right-of-way. All right, thank you.
Okay. Okay. No question?
Just one.
Oh, okay.
Where would you park on your lot? Because this is a one-story house, right? So you're not parking underneath it?
Correct.
So where would you park if you put that addition in?
We currently park in front of the tree, kind of right there, yep.
Okay, so off the property?
That's what I've done to this point. There's also space up where the number 65 is, right there.
Okay.
That might hang off the property a little bit, but that would mostly be on the property.
Okay, I was just looking. It looks like you got about 17 feet from the edge of that addition to the edge of the property line. So I was just trying to fit a car in there. Okay, that's all I got. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that there is a uniqueness to the property because it is adjacent to properties within the town. And so the actual look of the property somewhat changes with the property line being back and closer to the home, where while there's still a lot of area that would appear to be part of the property to the 80-foot right-of-way. And I think that that uniqueness creates some necessity in the reasonable use of the property. The applicant didn't place the home on the property. I don't think that he created that particular situation. Certainly don't think at all to the essential character of the neighborhood. We didn't hear testimony that to the contrary of that, and didn't hear any testimony that would be detrimental to public welfare. I think he is asking for a minimum to afford relief, and I make a motion that we approve case number 11,892 for the previously discussed variances.
Thank you. Do I have a second to that motion?
I would second that motion.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,892. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Putnam?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rick?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons been stated. So by vote of 5-0, case number 11,892 is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes.
Thank you.